A white moose that's been hanging around Delta Junction for the past few years made another appearance last week at a local bed and breakfast. The latest sighting generated some internet buzz and led to a local biologist to again consider whether the animal is an albino or just a colorless cow. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
When Rick and Bonnie Stilley opened the Alaska Garden Bed and Breakfast, they didn't realize that one of the regular visitors would be a female white moose that's been wandering around the Tanana Loop area for about 4 years now. Rick says he and Bonnie were first introduced to the moose about 2.5 years ago when they got a call one morning from their son, who was living in a house across the way from theirs.
Our son called us up from the house over there and said, "You won't believe this, there's a white moose over here, a young calf."
Rick says the moose soon wandered closer to their house.
She was browsing right to the south of our, right out here in the woods. And so we watched her and took pictures.
Fast forward to last March, when the white moose, now a fully grown cow, paid another visit to the Stilley's B&B.
She was right in front of our door here, in front of the house.
The Stilley's say that visit gave them a chance to get a good look at her, up close and personal.
Her coat was just gorgeous, beautiful. It's like she had been shampooed and conditioned, and it's just beautiful coat.
It was gleaming in the sun.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful.
She was just absolutely gorgeous.
Rick says that's when he concluded,
"She's not albino, she's a regular cow."
Or is she? That's a question that Steve DuBois, a recently retired Delta Area Fish and Game Department wildlife biologist, has been trying to answer for a few years now.
Well, we're not sure if it's an albino or if it's just a white pigmented moose. The Stilleys say that it has brown eyes. They've seen it as close as 10 feet, according to Mrs. Stilley. But looking at photographs of it, it has pink skin around its nostrils.
DuBois says he took a closer look over the past few days at some photos he's taken of the animal over the years, and he now believes that its eyes are blue. So he's now inclined to think it is an albino. Regardless, he says a white moose, whether albino or not, is a rare sight.
Well, I'm certainly not an expert on the rate of albinism or even non-albinistic white moose, but I know in my 30-something years flying moose surveys with Fish and Game and looking at thousands and thousands of moose, I've never seen one before, so they're definitely uncommon.
That's why the latest sighting of the white moose in the area has again drawn media attention, both old and new media. This and other stories in the local paper and the Fairbanks newspaper were sparked by some photos that were taken by members of a family from Illinois who were staying at the B&B and were thrilled to see the animal when they woke up on September 1st. And this time, she was accompanied by a little brown calf. The family members snapped photos of the white moose and her conventionally colored offspring and shared the shots with the Stilleys, who then posted them to the business's Facebook page. Rick says the first photo of the young white moose posted to the B&B site 2 years ago generated queries from all over.
We had posted on our website pictures of the white moose, and we had had people calling, actually from all over the world, several people who had called and asked if they could see the white moose when they were here. And of course, you know, that's ludicrous. You know, you can't say, "Well, yeah, I've got the white moose tied up outside here."
He says last week's Facebook posting drew an even stronger response. More than 26,000 people from all over took a look at the photos online in the first 24 hours after they were posted. On Monday, Bonnie says that number had grown to over 49,000. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.
And to see a picture of the white moose, go to our website, alaskapublic.org.